Chapter 6. Sebastian, Willa, Bax, and Marigold named their team the Awesome Foursome. By the time they finished going over the rules and were ready to set off in search of a role, the gym was nearly empty.
"Oh no," cried Willa. "Everyone started already."
Sebastian adjusted his goggles unfazed. He knew that slow and steady often won the race. Besides, he'd seen Nori's team run off without any clear idea of what they were looking for. "Paste eaters for the win," they'd shouted as they sprinted out of the gym. The name Paste Eaters came from the UDM kids' favorite song, "Don't Eat Paste" by Everyday Cake. "Don't eat paste, but do eat butter. Don't borrow money, but call your mother." Nori and her teammates seemed to miss the point of the song, though. It was about not eating paste. So why would you call yourselves the Paste Eaters? A simple name like the Awesome Foursome was definitely better.
"Hey," said Bax as they headed into the hall, "let's go to the cafeteria."
"How come?"
asked Marigold.
"Bread rolls," said Bax. "They have hamburger buns in there. You can see the packages while you wait in line for your food."
"Does a hamburger bun count as a roll?" asked Sebastian.
"I think it's a bun."
"A bun is a type of roll," said Bax.
"I don't think so," said Sebastian.
"I think it is," Willa chimed in.
"But if you order a sandwich at a deli, you would say whether you want it on a roll or a bun," said Sebastian. "That shows they're not the same thing."
"When would I be ordering at a deli?" asked Willa. "There's not even a deli in Dunwiddle."
Lacey's team burst out of the double doors of the cafeteria. Rune held a hamburger bun aloft.
"Don't bother," he yelled at the Awesome Foursome. "We got the last roll."
"It's a bun," Sebastian said calmly. "I don't think it will count."
"Maybe you can't tell it's a roll because you've got those thick goggles on," Lacey snarked. "Or maybe you're just not that bright. Oh, that must be it. See ya."
She and the rest of the Sparkies ran off down the hall. Sebastian didn't care what Lacey said. Nothing nice ever came out of her mouth, so the mean things she said didn't matter. He figured she was probably sad and angry about stuff inside. Anyway, the Awesome Foursome would be better off with a real roll.
"What other kinds of rolls can we find at school?" he asked.
"A roll of quarters?" suggested Bax.
"A sushi roll?"
wondered Willa. But neither of those would likely be at school.
"I know," cried Marigold. "A toilet paper roll."
"Oh, that was good."
"Let's do it," said Bax. "I'll go get one."
Sebastian grabbed his arm.
"No, wait. We have to stay together. It says so in the rules. If we split up to find things faster, we'll have points deducted."
"Fine," Bax said.
"There's an all-gender bathroom by the principal's office," Marigold remembered.
"Let's go."
The all-gender bathroom was a single room with a toilet, a sink, and a paper towel dispenser. The Awesome Foursome had to squeeze in tight in order for them all to fit.
"We have a problem," Bax said as soon as they were all inside. "The toilet paper rolls are locked in the dispenser."
"So we open it," Sebastian said.
"But how?"
asked Bax. It was one of those dispensers with thick gray plastic around it. Willa knelt down.
"I think I can pry the first roll out."
"I know how these work," said Marigold. "We have to open the plastic top."
"There's a lot of graffiti in here," said Sebastian, glancing at the walls.
"I don't see any," said Marigold.
Sebastian remembered that she wasn't seeing the same thing he was. The graffiti was invisible.
"Well, believe me, it's there," he said. "Instead of scrubbing the walls clean, Principal Gonzalez must have flicked away all the ink."
"What does it say?"
asked Bax.
"Gonzalez is mean," Sebastian read aloud.
"Anarchy, anarchy,"
Bax laughed.
"What else?"
"Clyde is a cutie."
Bax laughed again.
"For real?"
"Uh-huh." Sebastian continued reading phrases.
What the Zum Zum, Everyday Cake Forever, Don't Eat the Pizza Bagels.
Ha, chuckled Bax. I love the pizza bagels. What else?
Sebastian moved on to the next wall.
Marigold is a wonko, he read. I bet Lacey wrote that.
Sebastian!
Willa barked. She stood up. She had gotten the dispenser open and was holding the toilet paper roll in her hand.
What?
What you just said, that Marigold is a...
She broke off.
Why would you tell us that?
I'm reading the graffiti. Bax asked what else, so I told him, Sebastian explained.
It's okay, Marigold said. It's no secret some people don't like me.
Yes, well, Sebastian could have kept it to himself, Willa said.
It's okay.
Marigold touched her hearing aid, as if to protect it. Willa rolled her eyes.
It's not. It was rude.
Sebastian was baffled.
Marigold doesn't care, he reminded Willa. She said so.
Yeah, Willa told him, because Marigold is used to people saying mean stuff about her, so she tries not to let it bother her. That doesn't mean you should repeat the insults.
Sebastian blinked.
I just read what was there. I wasn't insulting her.
Willa frowned.
In the future, think before you read.
She took a breath.
And now, I would be glad if we could change the conversation before I rain on all of us. You know I rain when I get upset.
They did know. Bax yanked open the door, and the awesome foursome exploded back into the hallway as a small, 5-second rainstorm pelted the all-gender restroom.